It's Benji Cole, son of Al Cole from CBS Radio and host of the syndicated talk show, People of Distinction. The talk gives you an in-depth view of some of the most dynamic, intelligent, and successful people on the planet. Run to our website, alcoleenterprises.com, for more info. Email me through benji@alcoleenterprises.com if you'd like to get involved with what we have going. And as always, please continue to like and follow our broadcast. People of Distinction is internationally syndicated solely due to the love and support that you all continue to give. We're available across all major distributors, and as long as you keep following, we're going to continue to put out the content. Now sit back and strap in, because on the line with us today, we have the impressive Linda Diane Worthy. We're going to be discussing her amazing memoir, Free Falling, God's Angels by My Side. The riveting true story of one woman's documented path of pain, death, and God's miracles. That's available for purchase through Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and a whole host of other places. Simply type it into a search bar, and you're going to be greeted with all of them. But if you want to gather everything that Linda has in store, you got to check out her personal site. And that's LindaDianeWorthy.com. There, you'll find more information on her, her books, hyperlinks set up to take you to the purchasing pages. People, I'm telling you, you can do no better than checking out LindaDianeWorthy.com today. And I quickly want to take this opportunity and point out the fact that Linda was brought to our network by one of the best firms in the business. People, you already know. Of course, I'm talking about City of Books. So for my writers out there who are looking for movers to help with their masterpiece they've just developed, well, look no further than City of Books, people, because you guessed it. This is exactly what they specialize in. Head on over to cityofbooks.com and gather all the ways that their fantastic team is going to help you do just that. And listen, it is a pleasure to have Linda here on the line. I mentioned it a second ago. It's a memoir that we're discussing today. It is a breathtaking memoir, okay? It is going to reveal the extraordinary miracles that have shaped her life's journeys. People, trust me when I tell you, from moments of divine intervention to serendipitous twists of fate, her story is a powerful reminder that even in the darkest of times, light can break through. So whether you're seeking inspiration, comfort, or a renewed sense of faith, this conversation, and even more importantly, this book, will leave you awestruck and uplifted. You know where you gotta go, people. We're gonna scratch the surface here today, but I promise you, this is gonna be a resource that needs to be added to your shelf. Linda, first and foremost, welcome to People of Distinction, and thank you very much for being a guest. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. And I totally appreciate this opportunity to share information about my book that was recently published. And I've got so much to say, so I'm just waiting for you to ask me some questions.
Well, you know, Linda, it's a good thing you have so much to say, because I have so many questions. We're going to dive into all of them. Listen, your story is remarkable. I really do mean it. Like, joking aside, these miracles that you have experienced, my goodness, girl, let me tell you something. If we didn't have you here on the line to discuss it, I probably wouldn't believe them, because some of them are just incredible. So let's start off at the foundation. First and foremost, tell us more about your book, Free Falling.
Well, in February of 2011, I had my third sinus surgery. But the doctor, whom I will not name, he botched my sinus surgery, and I was doing bilateral sinus surgery, and he left a bone shaving the size of a pencil eraser behind my left eye. And so I found this out after I demanded a second CAT scan, because I was not getting any better. Mm-hmm. So I had the CAT scan, and then he waited until the end of April. So it was behind my eye for 10 plus weeks, and it did a lot of brain damage to me. But, you know, I've forgiven him a long time ago, and that's why I don't mention his name to anyone. Mm-hmm. Only my husband knows who did this. So it was, but, you know, it turned out to be a blessing in disguise. And God later revealed to me back in June of, about 2023, that Satan had approached him, similar to if you read the Bible and you read in the Old Testament, the book of Job, mm-hmm. similar to what he did with Job all those many thousands of years ago. And he did something similar. And this is what God revealed to me, was that Satan had approached him to get God's permission to try and destroy me. And God gave it. God gave it because he knew I've been a Christian since I was a little girl and raised in a family of Christians. But, you know, I actually got to know Jesus when I was about 10 or 11 years old. And, I've gone, in enemy territory from time to time, even during this journey. You know, and I had no idea I was undergoing spiritual warfare because I've just never heard of anybody going through what I went through.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing to find out 12 years and 4 months later that the battle had ended and God had declared victory. But, of course, God does not lose to Satan. So, but that's what, this book documents. Those miracles from just when most of my family and all of my friends abandoned me because they didn't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
And I finally, in December of 2011, I'll try to speed things up a bit, but in 2011, I went and saw the top neurosurgeon. He was the keynote speaker around the world and to get a diagnosis because nobody could tell me what I had. And so I had to go out of state to see him, and he told me I had bilateral trigeminal neuropathic pain. He said it is so rare that he's only heard of maybe up to 4 or 5 of people like me in the world. So he was so excited to find an actual person because he'd only heard about people like me. But he basically, after he diagnosed me, he said there's no surgical options. Take these trigeminal neuralgia, which is a cousin to what I have, meds. They're all anti-seizure meds. And I ended up being allergic to all of them. And I was going to Swedish Pain Clinic and the University of Washington Pain Clinic. And I had to be taken off of every single one because I was very allergic to it. So I just lived in pain until I discovered that there was a new med out and I met all the qualifications. And I was diagnosed by the assistant professor of neurosurgery at the University of Washington Medical School as being intractable pain, which under Washington state law gives me the ability to have painkillers that are very potent, but chronic people, and that's bad enough, no longer have access to due to changes in state law. But I still, and I keep that. I tell my doctor, I says, this is your get out of jail free card. Keep it. but it's been a journey.
Yeah.
And I've been through a lot, but I'll talk later about the end of the journey because that's so exciting to me.
You know, thank you very much, Linda. And listen, my follow-up that I want to go into, and I'm so glad you brought it here, because you brought up Job from the Bible. And instantly, you know, it's so ironic because as my team and I were doing research here on you and on your book in preparation for today's interview, I couldn't help but be struck with the similarities in your story, in your journey, connecting to that. So as you introduced it now into the discussion, I want to formulate a connection here because, you know, for my believers out there, you know, people listening in right now, in Job's story, you know, Job's friends questioned his faith during his suffering. You mentioned a moment ago about how your friends abandoned you during this time. Well, go a little bit more in depth with that. Tell us about how you encountered doubt or skepticism from others, or even maybe yourself at times during your journey, and how you responded.
Well, all except my father abandoned me. And he lived next door because we were supporting them in an additional dwelling unit that we installed. And he was the only one. He said, just come over here and say, Daddy, I need you. And then he'd give me a hug and reassure me I was okay. Because I'd begun to doubt myself, and he was my rock. And when he died in January of 2018, it was like my world fell apart.
Right.
But God was with me, and I continued on my journey. I never asked God or blamed him or doubted him. I just knew that I was supposed to, every time I could, glorify God. And it's been like falling off a rock because I was one of these, I'm almost 69 years old, and I was one of these people who terrified of witnessing. But this isn't witnessing. This is sharing my story. Mm-hmm. And people can interpret it the way that they need to interpret it. But everything, I have like three foot stack pile of documentation so that every word I say, I can back it up by police reports, fire reports, medical reports, eyewitness reports, and my husband, who finally came around and, you know, realized that I wasn't crazy, because that's what I was made out to be. I was going through spiritual warfare. And even I, who live in this body, had no idea until God told me in June of 2023. But it's been a great journey, because it just didn't just end with all the miracles. And my final chapter is when God woke me up and commanded me to dance. And since I've heard his voice a couple times before, I knew his voice, you know, I said, I can't dance. And the Holy Spirit, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit, said, don't worry, I will guide your steps. You see, I have documented traumatic brain injury in my medical records. Mm-hmm. And that's a journey of itself. But, you know, so I trusted God, because I can't memorize. And anymore. I mean, I used to be able to. I used to be a very sought-after software developer, and this medical condition brought my IQ down from 140 to above average. So that was such a shock. I wasn't able to work anymore. And I was only 54 years old when this happened.
Yeah.
And I was just so shocked that I would not be able to keep on doing what I just loved to do, which was develop software for Microsoft, Boeing, Weyerhaeuser, Department of Army, Department of Education, and a lot of other places. I lost everything, you know, and it is kind of like with Job. He lost everything, and his friends came to him and said, you know, that's actually the book I'm studying in the Bible right now. And his friends came to him and said, what did you do wrong? And, you know, and that's kind of how my family and friends, for the most part, felt. If you did something, you're crazy, you're mentally ill. And my neuropsychologist, who I just saw a couple days ago, because I haven't seen her in a lot of years, and I wanted to wrap up the story and tell her, this is what happened to your patient that I've been seeing since January 2012. And, you know, all these years later, 13 years later, I'm telling her, there is an end to the story. It's a happy ending, and it continues through the Holy Spirit. Every time I dance, I can do the same song like five different times, five different, you know, whatever, and they're all different, because God blessed me in June of 2023 with interpretive dance. And I don't even know when I'm dancing what I'm doing. I just pretty much say, you know, okay, Holy Spirit, you do the work. So I never get frightened before I go out there. And I couldn't sing anymore, so dance really took over that need to express myself. And I do, and you can find those on my YouTube channel, which is at Miracles and Dance, all one word. And it shows some of my dancing on there. But that's the end of the book. So we've got a little bit of ground to cover before we get to the end of the book. But it does have a happy ending. I had one woman who was going to buy it. And she says, oh, I don't like unhappy stuff. And she wouldn't stay around for me to say at a book signing to say, but it ends with such joy, you know? So it's been a great journey.
Yeah. Well, listen, it sounds like it, and it is great to hear you talk about all of this. And people, that's the reason why you have to pick up copies, man. I'm telling you, it's called Free Falling, God's Angels by My Side, the riveting true story of one woman's documented path of pain, death, and God's miracles, by Linda Diane Worthy, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. But make sure to check out her personal site, lindadianeworthy.com. You know, as we transition here now, of course, Linda, this is honestly, man, I really do mean this. This is something that is inspirational. I'm inspired, and we've only been talking for about 15 minutes. Okay. This is something good here. Okay. Now, you know, I'm not ready to leave off a joke just yet, because I think there's so much to be learned here, and it connects so wonderfully to your narrative. Well, another notion that we're able to receive from the story of Job is how it reminds us that we may not always understand the bigger picture, okay? Sometimes our experiences, they have to teach us, you, anybody, to surrender control and trust in a higher plan that is being orchestrated. Now, that is not so easy to do in the moment, okay? I know, and I get it, man. We are impatient. We are flawed individuals, and sometimes we just want to hurry it along.
I want it now.
Talk to us about your journey and really that, what you were taught through all of this about that patience and not, you know, really just surrendering to that divine power.
Well, I knew that God had a purpose. I had no clue, like I said, until 12 months and, or 12 years and 4 months later when God revealed it to me. Mm-hmm. I had no clue. I just knew weird things were happening to me. I fell off in March of 2015. I got lost in the, because I live in the country, and so there's a lot of timberland around that can't be built on due to the wetlands and sinking sand and all of that stuff. And but it leads down to the water. And, you know, and that's actually the first chapter is called Free Falling, God's Angels by My Side. And that's exactly what happened. And that's my first chapter, which I decided was so powerful that I had to name my book for that first chapter. And that happened in July of 2017. And I was out walking because we live in the country, very few homes around. And I was out walking and somehow I must have been unaware because I found myself at the top of a very steep road that goes down to a lot of people's homes that are actually on the water that were connected to this 40 acres of timberland. And my grandpa grew up playing there. My dad grew up playing there. I don't remember, but my younger brother says, oh, yeah, we used to play there. And there was an old summer home, and we used to, you know, dig for antiques and stuff. I don't remember that at all. But, you know, I was there. I became aware, and it was on a steep hill. And I just thought that the land followed the hill. No, it doesn't. I found that out the very hard way when I stepped into a free fall. I fell. Because I was stepping into what I thought would be land, and all there was air. And so I knew it was going to be a bad thing, but it wasn't. God worked it out to his glory. But as I was falling, you know, people aren't supposed to survive a 100-plus-foot fall. But I have twice. And, you know, digress a little bit, but in March of 2015, I broke my neck. And upon, you know, I was in the hospitals and tried so hard to save my life. But they finally did. It took them over a week to try to save my life because everything had shut down. And they told me on the way out of the hospital, the orthopedic surgeon showed my husband and I the MRI. And he said, look, it's about an eighth of an inch. Had the break been eighth of an inch closer, he said, you'd be a quadriplegic, not a paraplegic, a quadriplegic for the rest of your life. And, you know, all I could think was, praise God, he has. And from then on, I knew everything was going to be okay. You know, I just knew. And it has been. You know, I wouldn't do anything different. I'd go through this for his glory if he asked me to. Please, God, don't ask me to. But if he does ask me to, I know that he, whatever he requests me to do, I will do.
Yeah.
Because I, like I said, I grew up as a young child being a Christian and myself, as well as living in a Christian family. And I was going to say that. So I stepped out into the air and it seemed to take forever. Now, falling over 100 feet, you know, should be very quick and you should be very panicked. And I was not panicked because I felt God's angels. I couldn't see them, but I felt them guide me. And they kind of steered my body. This is in the first chapter, Free Falling. And they steered my body to the left, and I didn't know why. And later I asked my dad, who had grown up playing there, he said, oh, if they had not steered your body to the left, you would have fallen into a sand trap and gone down about 100 feet to the water, never to be seen again. So that's why God sent his angels, because even though I have died, literally died, no near-death experiences, all my records show I had experienced actual death. And I never saw these bright lights, any of that, because I was unaware for most of my miracles. So I just got them from, like I said, you know, hospital, police, fire, eyewitness report.
Wow.
Okay. And so when I fell and they were guiding me, I landed in this huge hole. It looked like it had been a septic or perk hole for an old summer home in the 1800s. And I landed, it had morphed over the years into what looked like a grave. It was just about the size of a grave. And when I told, I stood up, even though I knew that I had broken, I could feel, you know, no pain, but I could feel something wrong in my lumbar and lower back and my thoracic, which is my middle back. And I knew something had happened. And I tried to stand up, look around. And I remember thinking, no one will ever find me. no one will ever find me. I can't crawl out of this hole. And so I just, you know, noticed where I was and told my, and when I told my dad about it later, he died in January 2018. Mm-hmm. He told me that was a sinkhole, a sinking sand, and you would have been lost forever. So, but when I did my falling, the angels, it seemed like it lasted like 2 or 3 minutes, and perhaps it did. I won't know till I get to heaven. But I was so peaceful. I had no panic. I had no fear. When I broke my two different places, thoracic and lumbar, I didn't feel any undue stress or pain. I just stood up to see where I was. So again, you know, that's the title of the book and why I start with that chapter, because it's chapter one of Free Falling, God's Angels by My Side. And that is literal, because God kept me aware during that entire episode. And until I finally realized I couldn't get out, I didn't have my cell phone. Nobody would find me, and because I didn't recognize anything. And, you know, but I remember laying down and just saying, God, I want to live. And I remember that. And then I didn't wake up until about, or come out of my unaware state, which sometimes is a coma, documented coma, and sometimes it's just an unaware state. And, you know, then I found out what happened to me. But apparently God did get me out of that hole, and only his angels could have done it, because I couldn't. And but after I prayed, he put me in an unaware state again. And I don't know how I made it that about 100 feet drop to the water, because they're very steep. It's a very steep, like you would take a pie and cut it in half. Mm-hmm. And it was straight up and down. I didn't know how I made it, but I'm sure God's angel made it. And I got down to the water, and, you know, I felt all this pain on my hands and legs, because I'd been crawling on barnacles. We don't have sand here. We have barnacles, and they're vicious little rocks that cut your skin all up. And, you know, and apparently, you know, God brought me aware so I could see where I was. I was in the water, and I was trying. I had about 5 feet between the tide was coming in pretty fast, and between the tide and this mountain that goes like 100 feet straight up. And so I just apparently, and this is according to an eyewitness, a retired Jesuit priest, who heard me. He said, I should never have heard you, because he was working on a buoy hundreds of feet out in the water. He says, but I heard you. I grabbed a friend, and I've spoken with him since then, you know, and he said, it was a miracle. I should never have heard you, you know. So when you've got a Jesuit priest, he's retired, say, it was a miracle. You either believe it was a miracle. And so they found me. I was almost drowned. I mean, I was already drowning. All I could see was the top of my hair. And apparently he said I had called out for help a couple of times, and which can be found on my book trailer, which is available at my website, LindaDianeWorthy.com. Mm-hmm. And also on book trailer is available on my YouTube channel at Miracles and Dance, and little ampersand before that. So that's kind of where my book trailer is at. So, you know, and I made the papers with the fire report, and they wrote, and I quoted in verbatim, because I picked up a copy of the actual newspaper a week later, and they talked in the article about how they had found me. They called me a Jane Doe, because the hospital report, or the fire report, excuse me, says that I didn't know my name. I didn't know where I was, what I was doing. I literally could not remember anything. So they called 911, who changed me to a dry hospital gown. They took me to the nearest hospital, St. Anthony's Hospital, about 3 miles from where I live. And there, they finally figured out who I was, because I'd been there multiple times since 2011. So, and this was 2017. So they finally figured out who I was. They called my husband, and my husband, and it talks about this in the book, is that he said, I can't remember his exact quotes. I have to go to the book, and I don't want to do that. But essentially, that I looked, he could only recognize about 15% of me. He says the rest of me, through the barnacles and everything, because they slice and dice. He said, I couldn't recognize you, because you looked like you'd been flogged. You'd been beaten, totally unrecognizable. And, you know, I didn't know back then that God had plans for me to dance for his glory one day. And to dance, I had to have a perfect face, not one that was all sliced through unrecognizable. So he kept one little barnacle scar behind my left eyebrow. So no one can see it because of how I wear my hair. So, but he left that as a reminder. And many times when I begin to doubt, I just put my hand behind my left eyebrow and I have, it's like a rainbow being a reminder of God flooding the world back in Noah's time. So I'm not going to tell you the rest of everything because of that one incident, which was actually a couple of miracles combined. But that's my first chapter.
Yeah.
And I don't want to tell you more about that because I want you to go out and buy my book. It took me 10 years to write that book.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted it to be factual. I have appendixes in there in the back of the book that explain some medical terms and other important things to know. You got to buy the book to read those.
Absolutely.
And it's a page turner. And I don't say this. I say this in a very humble spirit because it was all God. But it is a page turner, literally, even now. You know, and there are some chapters that bring me to tears. So I don't like to go back and reread my book, you know. It's very, very difficult.
Yeah. Well, people, listen, just because it's difficult does not mean you don't add it to your shelf. This is something profound and something that offers so much wisdom. Head on over to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or LindaDianeWorthy.com. Pick up your copies of Free Falling, God's Angels by My Side today, and get lost in this amazing book and everything that it has to offer.
Very inspiring.
Of course.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely. I can tell just from this short discussion how inspiring it is. So I only can imagine once you pick up the book and you read everything, man, you're going to be ready to move some walls. You're going to move some mountains here, people. You know where to go. Linda, this has been a true pleasure. I really do mean that.
But even though you read through all this stuff, I will tell you, it has a joyous ending. It does. And so you're not going to get bogged down with all these tear-jerking moments because God gave me the gift of interpretive dance.
Yeah.
And I just praise him for that.
Linda, this has been an absolute pleasure. Such an honor. Thank you once again for being a guest on People of Distinction.
It's been my honor. Thank you.